USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no reason, none, why we should not deliver another major pandemic relief package to help the American people through what seems poised to be the last chapters of this battle.
That's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell opening the Senate on Monday for business after the Thanksgiving recess. The Kentucky Republican continues.
This morning we got yet another major sign of hope. More data appear to confirm that the vaccine developed by Moderna is more than 94% effective.
The Supreme Court on Monday heard oral arguments in President Trump's effort to exclude illegal immigrants from population totals used to divvy up congressional seats. It's the second case the high court has considered in the 2 years related to the census and illegal immigrants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Moderna will ask U.S. and European health regulators to authorize use of its COVID-19 vaccine after it was shown to be 94% effective in a full analysis and a pivotal study. When it comes to all of the vaccines, Dr. Jeanette Neshwa says we need to be quick but not hurry.
We don't want to rush this vaccine. So once they meet on December 10th, the earliest that these vaccines will be shipped out would be the very next day. So that's what we're hoping for. So far in the trials and the studies that we've had, which included thousands of volunteers who have already received the vaccine, there has been no severe life-threatening allergic reactions or adverse reactions. So that is very reassuring. And I do believe by, you know, the last 2 weeks of December, we're going to be getting these vaccines, and it's ultimately going to save lives. So I'm super excited about that.
Doctors say President-elect Biden fractured his foot while playing with his dog. Biden will be wearing a walking boot for several weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Border Patrol agents are already seeing a Biden surge in illegal immigration at the southwest border, with numbers surging to 21% over the last month alone. Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan says the worsening economic conditions south of the border are largely responsible, but illegal immigrants are also looking forward to a Biden administration. As far as some of the policy reversals we can expect, Morgan says,
it's not just amnesty. So I went down some of the policies that are being put out there. First, they're going to stop the travel ban. Second, they're going to stop MPP, which really ended catch and release. The second thing, they're going to stop deportations for at least 4 months. The strategy also supports sanctuary cities to protect criminal illegal aliens. They're also going to reward illegal aliens with significant rewards like health care and now amnesty. Look, you don't have to be the commissioner of CBP to know. That alarm is loud and clear that our borders are open.
Morgan continues on Fox News with a prediction.
It's going to be very clear. If you make it to the borders illegally, you're going to be released into the United States. You're going to be protected from deportation. And then once here, you're going to be provided significant rewards like free health care and amnesty.
Week 12 of the NFL season continues on Monday Night Football with the Philadelphia Eagles hosting the Seattle Seahawks. Kickoff set for just after 8:15 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.